So the guest for next week, I think, should be pretty interesting. But I'm interested in it, and I was having a wee look at some of the stuff on him, and I thought it was quite good.
I mean, it's good timing with the events that are coming up, you know.
Yeah.
The biggest event of the year on the start at the start of January. The first podcast of the year. And this is our first podcast of the year as well.
It is our first podcast in months. When was that? Last one was Dave Brady. When was that? Start of October or end of September?
I think it was the end of October. I don't know. Was that, I mean, there was quite a few podcasts last year, but as usual, it's that time of year where we get busy and then they had all of the other nonsense that we're not going to talk about thrown in.
Don't mention the C word.
No, it's banned from this podcast. It's the only place that you're not going to hear the C word.
That's the episode name. Don't mention the C word.
Do not mention the C word. Yeah, so I had all that thrown in. And then the one day where we actually were going to podcast, it was like the first time we'd seen each other in a bit. So instead of doing this, we just caught up.
Yeah, we're talking about our new business venture.
Our new business venture, which is launched and is now an official sponsor of the BIMO podcast.
G&A giveaways.
G&A giveaways. So I'm sure we can insert a wee promo here, but it's basically we're giving away free money. We're giving you the chance to win Xboxes, PlayStations, iPads, iPhones, AirPods, cash. Home security systems. I don't know. Whatever you can think of, we're giving that away. Or at least giving you a chance to win. But yeah, before we get into the show, Anto, we will play the intro.
So welcome one and all. You're listening to the Best in Belfast Podcasting and back with a new year with the same shit with me, Anthony.
And me, George. Yes, new year, same shit.
Worse shit?
Worse shit, but we're not going to talk about that other shit.
No, let's address one thing that I put on the socials, on the Instagram and the Facebook page.
As long as it's not mentioning the C word.
No. 0% alcohol Gordon's gin. Why not just buy fucking fizzy water?
I mean, I'm not a gin connoisseur, although a family member of mine has just started a distillery and they gave a bottle of their gin to my mum at Christmas, so, and it smelled great, like, so.
I know, but it's the same price, Jared. There's no alcohol in it. It's like 18 quid a bottle.
The Gordon is it's like lemonade, bit, but the
it's like yeah, six sparkling water. So if even you probably get more excited of sparkling water. So because it's carbonated.
CNC lemonade, or that, and there's a price difference of about £17.40.
Absolutely ridiculous! That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous is right.
Gordon's, be ashamed of yourselves. Hang your head in shame.
They're not the only ones that have done this. You know, have you seen the? I think there's loads of like low calorie, no alcohol drinks and stuff. But did you see? I think it was Guinness made one. Did you see that?
Didn't see the Guinness one. So Guinness, I know where you're going. Go ahead with the Guinness one.
No, so what I was going to say was Guinness made one. I'm going to look it up here. Guinness zero alcohol.
Because so, I know when you go in there. A lot of supermarkets now, there's like a blue section, and it's not the blue, like the dirty movie blues, it's zero alcohol.
Aye, well, that seems to be the big thing, isn't it? It's the zero alcohol, but Guinness sprung out theirs and had to recall cans of its non-alcoholic stout because it was contaminated with
alcohol.
2 weeks after it launched, they had the recall.
Imagine getting pulled over by the cops. Have you been drinking the night? No, I was just having some non-alcoholic Guinness. Yeah, blow in that for us, mate.
Well, funny story. This will bring you back in history. I believe you were there. So, a former a guy who managed the two of us with his humble abode. He made a chili. Were you there that night?
Yeah.
So he made us like a chili and stuff, had all the guys up. At this point, this guy was pissing in cupboards and stuff. So he went off the drink. He was pissing other people's cupboards, not just his own cupboard. And he went off the drink and he had bought Beck's non-alcoholic beer and had cooked for us all on a Saturday night. And he caught himself singing along with Steps tunes. And as the night progressed, he got progressively worse and didn't realize himself that he was inebriated, but we could all definitely tell. And by the time he actually caught on that he was drinking Beck's alcoholic beer, the night was too far gone.
Did he piss his cupboard that night?
What?
Did he piss in his cupboard that night?
He probably pissed that fucking chili that we had.
I know I definitely pissed his brother off that night. Don't know why. His brother took a dislike into me.
His brother's a gent. Like, I mean, them two, they'll definitely give you food for thought. Like, I think that was the night his brother talked to me about how on a banknote it says that we promise to pay the bar on demand. So say if you take a note out of your pocket, if you've got like a note, let me see if I've got one. So there's a £5 like plastic notes. And it says, we promise to pay the bar on demand £5 of sterling at Belfast Bank of Ireland, blah, blah, blah. But if you go in with this note, which is essentially a promise note, not money, and ask for £5 of sterling silver, you're not going to get it. And from that fascinated me at that point. Like, you know, the fact that your own money is essentially just a promise note and is worth no more than the paper or plastic that is written printed on. You know?
Well, yeah. It's a bit like virtual money. It's like when you're gambling online, it's like playing with Monopoly money. Do you think?
100%. Do you think that the currency has a place in today's world? Do you think that... Again, we're not going to mention that C word or anything, but I don't mean currency, but plastic notes are definitely cleaner. But I still, I use Apple Pay for nearly everything, you know.
Yeah, it's very rare I'll use cash. Very, very rare.
I think other than tax dodgers, why is this whole society priceless? You know, I understand that there's businesses that don't pay, which is basically employer's tax on, you know, people's wages and stuff, but, you know, these are people that are doing the double and doing, I mean, I don't want to get into the whole taxpayer versus non-taxpayer debate, but that is what's holding back society from progressing to a cashless society, you know?
Yeah.
I think I personally, the future is going to be, you know, like Bitcoin and stuff, and where it is going to be those currencies that don't actually exist. I think that's the way trading will go in the future. It might not be in the next 5 years, but definitely in the next like 25, you know?
I don't know if it'll go like that, but I wouldn't be surprised if... I think you will definitely have your cryptocurrencies. People will wheel and deal in that. But I wouldn't be surprised if we had something in us that you would just, you know, like you do with your contactless now, but you would just do it with your hand or a finger or like a retina scan or something like that. I think that's a lot more achievable, a lot quicker. I know the cryptocurrencies there, but you need to get 7 billion people to buy into it. And what's one Bitcoin worth? £40,000 or something?
I'm sure.
$40,000?
I mean, if you had bought it, what was it, 10 or 15 years ago, it was worth 50p or something, you know?
Something like that?
It's mad. I mean, that's how cryptocurrency fluctuates and stuff. But it could be that, you know, it could be that it's tiered, as in rich people will start to use a certain currency, and then that filters down, you know. Shit rolls down the hill, as they say, and eventually that's what you could be dealing with. Or have you ever watched, you know what, if you haven't watched it, go on and watch it. It's, I think it's on Amazon Prime and maybe on Netflix. In Time.
Okay. I've
talked about this before. It's a film called In Time. It's Justin Timberlake is actually the star of it.
You want to give me a plot outline?
Yeah, it was just checking to see if you'd watch it, because
yeah,
we're recording on Zoom today, so there might be a slight delay, or we might talk over each other from time to time, but we do try to avoid it. So In Time essentially is when you're born, you're given a length of time that you have to live, right? So you basically have like a countdown clock on your arm or on your wrist or something that was, and say it had 20 years on it, right? So you got 20 years basically of free living. But you had to top that time up by either working or selling stuff, or, you know, or stealing from somebody else. Or so time was the currency. Basically, there's a guy who, without getting into the whole, don't want to give anything away, but essentially, there's a guy who robs a time bank and gives time to Justin's character, and then people are chasing him down. That's where the whole plot goes. But very good film, and very very out there mindset of how currency and how time is valuable, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely one I would recommend anybody to go and watch. See, during this climate where everybody's doing nothing, there's something to do.
Do you know what? I seen the trailer for it, and I mean, that's right up my street. But I could see Sinead's face. But we want to watch something together. Anyway, you have to have that wee program that you snuggle up with and you both watch. Surviving Death. And it's about these people who have near-death experiences, or they've been like medically dead for so long, but then they come back. And doing the ghostbusting, a lot of the same things were coming through in that, seeing the spirit realm, the spirit world, whatever you want to call it, the next life, there is no concept of time. All, everything is all at once. So it's quite interesting to me.
Whenever you say that, you mean that when somebody dies, that every actuality happens at the same time, or every event happens at the same time? Is that what you mean?
Sort of that, but also they'll be moving. So a lot of them will experience like down a pathway or a tunnel or something like that. But when they're going down it, you don't record speed. You don't, like, they aren't taking in how long it takes them to get there. It's the time aspect is whenever they come back to the human body.
Yeah.
Because to them, it could have been a really long path, but they went from A to B really quickly.
And that's on Netflix, is it?
Netflix, Surviving Death. And literally, I'm about 3/4 away through the first episode, and I had to do the thing we yesterday, so I didn't get to watch the end of it. But
oh, God love you.
That is a big part of it. So time is a strange thing.
For those that don't want, I'm guessing that's like a serious look at near-death experiences and paranormal phenomena.
BNBN.
I watched a show there. What did you call it? It wasn't bad. It was no Sam from Cheers.
No.
No, you're that young. What?
I just didn't watch it.
Right, okay. So,
Arsene Lupin is a man of many talents.
Yeah. To see what it was called, because I actually forget the name of it, because The Good Place, that's what it was called.
I believe that we're
about a girl that dies and goes to the good place. There's 4 series of it, but it's quite good and lighthearted and easy to watch, and about death and about time standing still and stuff as well.
Because during that first lockdown, I was listening to a lot of David Icke and this big conspiracy guy. And what he was saying is, he says, we're living in almost like a Matrix type format. And he says, I am all there ever has been, all there ever is, and all there ever will be. As in, time doesn't matter. You know, time is a manufactured constraint constructed by humans. You know, animals don't really work on time. Literally, humans are the only ones that have a concept of time.
That's an interesting thought. So,
but that sort of feeds into the next point of how a small piece of something can fit a narrative, and then you go into massive conspiracy. So somebody I'd seen on Instagram the other day about the Vatican blackout.
Yeah.
And I messaged the guy. I was like, right, Casey, what's going on here? And he says, what was it he said to me? I'll give you his direct quote because I don't want to butcher him. And then I'll make my point of what I was trying to say here. Let's see what else is he putting up here. He's going on a load. Apparently, America's going to bomb China as well, according to him.
Is that in the next 10 days?
Must be. Lots of rumors relating to the Vatican blacked out. Pedo scandal and the Pope arrested is a chatter, but no confirmation. I said, send me what website you have. He says, it's a Telegram group. I've not got the admin rights. Do you add? And then he sent me a video of a party in Rome, but they're all talking Italian, so they could be talking about their Domione, and I wouldn't have a clue. But it's just like the whole C word, you know, the amount of things this past year,
yeah.
Where I, you know me, we've talked about it, with the MC podcast, and guys, I love a conspiracy, but I love how people can get a narrative to fit and make it look like.
You know what's worse? I have never seen such propaganda from conspiracy theorists, and that's exactly what it is. Change the narrative with no repercussions to the bullshit that they're saying. I mean, it's actually pissed me off, and yeah, we're going to avoid the actual C word, but if there's people that on my social medias and my friends list that or just blanket refusal to believe anything is real to that. There's people that have quoted that, the blackout in the Vatican stuff and the Pope's been arrested and all this nonsense without any glimpse of proof. And then when anybody questions them on it, they're getting shot back at with fucking fake websites. You know, to quote the Donald himself, fake news, you know. And it's ridiculous, you know.
Yeah.
So the website that was report, you know what? It's so funny because when you started talking about this, I went on to look at the person who had posted the most on, and had actually that angered me, but wound me up and was going, like, are you fucking for real? You know. And I went to look, and he's deleted it. So that's how funny it is. And I
know. What? Go ahead.
I know for a fact that it was him that posted it, so but it's just funny that it's not there, you know. But yet all of his there's a lot of his USA propaganda now, and you know how Trump is being let me see what's the latest one there. So to everyone who called Trump a dictator can't be censored. The one doing the censoring is the dictator, you know. That's obviously in relation to Twitter and stuff blocking Donald Trump, and you know, he's got all this American stuff on it. This thing that has nothing to do with here or with
Europe.
And it doesn't even have anything to do with what he believes or what he normally would say, you know. It just seems like he's went down a rabbit hole of reading in the bullshit media. But it's so funny that he's actually deleted the other stuff. I think it's burning.
Maybe the source has been deleted.
No, the source was, I remember, it was something Beaver, the, what do you call the American political groups?
Democrats, Republicans? The Liberals?
It was the Democratic Beaver, maybe.
But what took the biscuit for me while you're searching that was I went on to have a wee look and I fired up a WWE, former WWE star claims that the Vatican went into blackout, Val Venus.
Former porn star wrestler.
Oh, I was like, nah. You know. And actually, during the past few months, I've been listening to, there's a thing on Spotify, Conspiracy, and they go in and they debunk a lot of the conspiracies. Some of the, a lot of the things they're very harsh on, I think, but at the same time, it's, well, if you can open your mind to a conspiracy, you can open your mind to having the answer as well, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't have, you know what, I think I've said to you before, I enjoy a good, solid conspiracy. Like, see that Mandela effect and stuff that we went through on a previous episode? You know,
yeah.
It's so, like when I think of, you know, the end of We All Rock You, it's just built into my brain that it's of the world. And like, I watched that Bohemian Rhapsody film and stuff, and the whole way through I was thinking about that Mandela effect. And, you know,
yeah,
it's almost like a fun conspiracy, but yet you can't disprove it because you live in a reality where these things exist. So, but you remember vividly something else, you know?
Yeah.
And that, that way of thinking, that way of conspiracy is quite lighthearted and easier to take in than somebody going that, you know, somebody pushing their agenda that, you know, Donald Trump is being censored or whatever because he's, you know, or there's a Vatican blackout. You know, Pope Francis wasn't arrested at the end of the day. The police that had reported that Pope Francis was arrested on charges of child trafficking and 80 counts of indictment and all this bullshit. They were the same people that in November had posted saying that Barack Obama had been arrested too, you know. So, and people are believing, like, for people still to believe after they've already been caught out posting bullshit is mental.
Yeah, because I remember, I think it was August time, there was something about Hillary Clinton. Remember, there was all stuff about her emails.
Yeah, so I got, might have been in a group that me and you were in. There was somebody sent through all the email leaks that,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it'd be mad and funny if they were true, but do you think, number one, if they were that deep in the conspiracy, do you think they would be that stupid to have a trail?
Yes.
Right. So, Ando, yes. Your thoughts
just to keep the conversation going.
Your thoughts on conspiracy, Anthony, have they changed over the past year? Like, you were obviously, you were obviously quite deep in the, not deep in the conspiracy, but you had a good head for it. You enjoyed a good conspiracy and stuff. So, with all the bullshit that you've seen over the last year, has your opinion changed?
On a lot of them, yeah. Pardon?
And why? What's, I mean, you're somebody who is a conspiracy theorist, so you're the one that talked to me about, you know, this isn't in my opinion podcast, in your opinion, you love the whole conspiracy angles and stuff, you know, but I think that you've always enjoyed the fun ones, like The Simpsons, you know, that there's a bit of a joke with the angle of that, but the degree that they'd predict, did you see the one last week that they predicted the
Capitol riot?
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, I think at the time I was so open-minded. Like, I just wanted to see if listen to an alternative, and I sort of embraced it a bit too much. And then the past year, just as you sit down and you actually have time to sit and think about stuff, you think to yourself, is that too much of a stretch? Or is that possible? And then a lot of them sort of come from the Illuminati and the New World Order and how they're going to take over everything. And it's almost like if they were going to do that, they would do it now. And a big one for me was a lot of them all seem to think that the Illuminati, the New World Order, whatever you want to call it, they want to control the world and have one world currency, and they want to dumb people down. So they've done everything but dumb people down. Go ahead.
Sam, when I was talking about the one world cryptocurrency earlier, this is what you were thinking, was it?
No, it's what? Why would you want to monopolize everything in one? And why would you want to dumb everybody down? Because then, if it comes, you're actually devolving instead of evolving. And you go backwards and you become cavemen. And if you're stupider and you're more controlled, you make less money. So there's less money for them to make control in the world. And it just doesn't make sense to me. But I still don't believe that they went to the moon when they said they went to the moon, because I still have this argument. I told you yesterday when we were talking, I ordered my new BT broadband, because I've said this before. If I'm up in my ensuite, I live in a townhouse. If I'm down in the garage, or if I'm up in my ensuite trying to have a Tommy tank, the Wi-Fi is shocking. But yet, 50 years ago, these people could stream video and stream an FM signal, or like a walkie-talkie signal, to the moon. What distance is the moon? Is it like 200-odd miles away or something, or what? Or
I don't know. Let's fact-check that distance from Earth to moon.
But then you're going through, you know, there's no signal in between the Earth and the moon, so how does that signal get transmitted?
You were a wee bit off by your
estimation.
I'll just convert this to miles. So in miles, you're looking at around 225,623 miles, roughly.
There you go.
200 from here to Dublin back, aye.
But it's. That's the only thing that gets me. But they definitely killed Princess Diana. I do believe they went to the moon. I just don't believe when they went to the moon. Excuse me. One thing as well, when it was, I went into one good podcast, it's Our Fake History. It's sort of the same principle. Sebastian Major, he's called. He sort of debunks the myths that we've been told. And one of the things when he done the moon landing was people said, well, why did we never go back to the moon? Well, they did. They went to the moon like 6 or 7 times. But what the fuck is the point in spending hundreds of millions or billions of dollars or pounds going to somewhere where there's no return on investment just to say that you've done it? It makes no sense to go back to the moon.
Originally, it was to beat the Russians, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, then obviously, I think we talked before about the whole development of the space pen, which I actually bought my dad at Christmas.
So,
the point of going to the moon was probably just to learn more and to see if there was anything they could take back to make them and recoup some of the money that it cost to.
Yeah, if there was like a special material that they could monetize in some way, but
when you think of the size of a planet, there, I think, you know,
there's only so much natural resources available.
Yeah, but I mean, what I mean is, you think the time it would take to actually cover? I mean, that would justify the times going back. Surely, you know, you're not going to get it all done in one mission. Plus, you don't know how long the actual, because it's the first time up, you don't know how long the people are actually going to last. Or,
yeah.
What I don't get is how they prepared them to go without ever going before. You know, how did they know what the conditions would be like? Or is that what the first mission was? A learning mission to see what the conditions are actually like? I mean, I think the year that they went to the moon, there was 3 trips that year. I just don't think the other 2 are talked about because of the first one.
Well, that's it. After the first one, nobody really paid attention.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, big fights. Right. Mystic Mac is back.
So, are we going to unveil the upcoming guest at this point then, or?
Well, maybe at the end of the show.
The end of the show. So, guys, if you keep hanging on until the end, you'll find out who our guest is for next week. Well, Mystic Mac is back. Could it be Mystic Mac himself? Who knows? It's something that I've been, I say, looking forward. I don't mean because it's McGregor. I just wanted a big fight. You know? I want that feeling that I probably didn't get from since the last time when he was fighting Cowboy, you know? Where your friends are excited and that everybody's talking about it and the group chats are talking about it, and it's a good distraction to have. And it's going to be so different because much like my beloved football team, Celtic, without a crowd, it could go absolutely tits up.
That's the thing. Connor lives and feeds off the crowd.
Yeah, there's going to be no roar in the den, you know.
There is some fans.
Right. So explain to me how it works. How does fade in and work? Because, like I say, I'm a casual fan.
It's basically just like in a sound studio.
Right. It's like what, like WWE's Thunderdome?
Pretty much. Bit smaller. And then they walk out. But this one, they have a certain amount of fans. The tickets sold out. I think they sold out within like 3 minutes.
I'm onto the tickets. Like, he's hardly going to recoup. How much would a gate normally be in like Vegas or something for an event like that?
You're probably starting at about $100.
But how much would the actual event take?
Oh, in Vegas, anywhere from about 16,000 to 20,000. So the prices start US dollars, 2,000 fans maximum, start at $216 up to $1,360.
Right.
So sold out in minutes. What do you think is going to happen in the McGregor Dustin Poirier part 2 fight?
Well, I'm going to go with Mystic Mac. I mean, Dana, I was reading some stuff last night, and he said that the Conor McGregor that is going to Fight Island is the Conor McGregor who will take a fight at a moment's notice, no matter if Poirier drops out. So, with that being said, and Mystic Mac predicting the knockout within 60 seconds, I have to go with him.
You think he's going to do it within 60 seconds?
Yeah. I mean, how many years ago was it the fought? 7?
Something like that, yeah.
Poirier, it's not the same Poirier, but yeah, I think McGregor can't lose, as in if he loses, how many times can the man lose and still have the career that he has, you know? I think retirement has to be imminent for him. I would say retirement would maybe come with the last Nate Diaz fight, because I don't think he's gonna get the Khabib fight. I don't think he wants the Khabib fight. No matter what he says. So I think McGregor takes this one and goes on, maybe does one more fight and that's it.
Well, the thing with Conor is he hasn't fought that much, so he'll be a lot fresher. He hasn't taken as much damage. So where most people start to weighing down about the 34, the 36 mark, and then they usually look to rein it in about 38, you could see him maybe going to 40. Do you know what I mean?
I do, but still, like, it's a lot of punishment to take, and I think, weirdly, the less that you're taking of it, the less of a callus your body has built up to take it. You know, it's
to an extent,
WWE's fake or anything, but you know,
yeah, when you're on the road, you can take the bumps a lot better.
Yeah, their punishment's protected, as in they're not taking high impact ones every night, you know.
Yeah,
whereas every punch, every kick, no matter if it's a jab, is high impact in MMA. You know, as in, it's thrown with intent. It's not thrown with a...
Yeah.
With a, okay, I'm only going to lightly graze you here, you know. It's thrown with intent to actually...
To do damage.
Stun you, or so you feel it a power, you know. There's a reason behind it. What do you think yourself for McGregor Poirier?
I think it will go to a decision.
Really?
And it'll be a very good fight. Because Poirier had one fight last year. Conor had one fight last year. And before that, Dustin Poirier was on an absolute fucking rampage. He beat Jim Miller. So it's back to 2017. Beat Jim Miller. Beat Anthony Pettis. Beat Eddie Alvarez. Max Holloway. Get beat by Khabib. Then beat Dan Hooker in a good fight. So I think Poirier's durable enough now to go the distance.
Right.
He's had two fights have went 5 rounds and one has went 4. So I think he's enough in the tank to do it, in my opinion.
And so if it goes to the scorecard, who do you think's got it? Come on, I want you to say it. I know what you're thinking.
Connor.
It works.
There's just something about when he fights. He just has an aura, and everything about him when he's fighting and promoting, it's just gold. He can do no wrong when he's in that fight mode.
He seems they've calmed a wee bit in the past year and a half. Like, you don't see him acting as wild. I mean, I can't even remember when all the controversy, I say a year and a half, I was like, did we not talk about how he's fucking mental and was digging our lads in bars like a year ago? But it's just his whole aura, and even his, like, his Instagram, his Twitter and stuff, have all, he might not even manage them, but they've all calmed down to the point where they're more family orientated. They're more about, he just seems to be a bit more humble, a bit more back to his early days.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people always do say, see, outside of, obviously, bar the guy at the hotel who was pushing the camera and the torch in his face, you can understand that. He seems, obviously, the money and the power sort of, I wouldn't say went his head a wee bit, but maybe he just got, he lost control, which anybody would do. All right, but maybe he just had to have that big blowout and he had to go and live that outlandish lifestyle and then go, right, hold on. This is what got me to the dance. I need to go there. But as I think it was Roy Jones Jr. said, it's a lot harder to get up and go and train when you're lying in bed in silk pajamas.
Yeah.
I'm but sure. When he does tune in, he's frightening.
Imagine not having to get punched in the face for a living, but wanting to. The scary animal, lad.
Well, do you know what? That's actually one of the questions for the guest next week. What makes you want to hurt or get hurt trying to hurt people? Yeah. I don't see the appeal.
No, me either. Maybe we just don't have that level of, I don't know whether it's aggression or intensity or just like, I don't know, like, yeah, it'll be an interesting, can't wait to hear the answer. Yeah, strange times, you know. I don't know if we're coming to the end of the podcast or not, but do you want to reveal the guest since we're at the end of this topic?
Yeah, I'll give a wee bit of an introduction. He is currently ranked 29.
Whoa, you have to give like a Dana Paul Heyman introduction.
Just right, hold on. Go back to my thing here. So he's currently ranked 29th in the UK and Ireland of all the fighters. He once beat a man so badly the doctor had to intervene. He is a champion in multiple organizations. The one, the only, the Diamond Dackie Dalton. So for all you MMA fans, next week we're going to have Irish MMA star Dackie Dalton on.
Yeah.
Answering questions, talking about MMA.
It'll be a good conversation just before Poirier and McGregor go at it too, so it'll be good insight into the mind of an MMA finish. You know, definitely something long overdue on this podcast is speaking to someone from that world, isn't it?
Yeah, because I noticed the guys at MC Podcast are having a few boxers on. But as you know, my opinion of boxing is that it's a dead sport. And it needs a radical overhaul, but I'm not going to beat that drum again because I think I beat it to death.
Yeah, and you have to remember the guys over at MC Podcast and think the Man United are going to win the league. So.
Glue bags. Lovely fellas, but glue bags.
Listen to this, mate. I'll your 21 common Man United talk, but no, stuck at 20. My football predictions this year haven't been fantastic, but United are shade. So.
There you go. Right. Speaking of shade, I've had enough of yours.
And I've had enough of yours. Here, happy new year.
Happy new year. Up the pillars.